We begin by reporting on the current pick of balloons that are circumnavigating the southern hemisphere. ZS1ERZ-12 has completed a victory loop over Botswana, Zambia, Angola, down the west coast of Angola and Namibia, across over southern Namibia, across the Northern Cape, the Eastern Cape, and is currently halfway between South Africa and Australia. ZS1 Alpha Foxtrot Bravo-1 is on its second circumnavigation around the southern hemisphere and is now more than halfway between New Zealand and South America. And yesterday, ZS6 SRC-34 was launched from Secunda. ZS6 SRC-34 has a 10-meter whisper beacon on channel 115 and was last heard late afternoon over northern KwaZulu-Natal, on its way to the southern Indian Ocean. It was maintaining a steady altitude and speed. Last week I reported that the popular ham clock maintainer had become a silent key. This week I learned that a group of ham radio operators have stepped up to keep ham clock operating beyond its scheduled sunset in June. From the daily.hamweekly.com website, developed by Brian Killer Oscar 4 Alpha Quebec Foxtrot and Austin Killer November 4 Lima November Bravo, open ham clock backend is designed to be a drop-in replacement for the backend server that populates ham clock with its signature set of 40 plus data points and visualizations. Brian Killer Oscar 4 Alpha Quebec Foxtrot says ham clock relies on an internet backend to provide live space weather, propagation, DX, and news data. With the passing of its original developer, that backend is no longer being maintained, which means many ham clocks will gradually lose live functionality, even though the devices themselves still work. An open source replacement backend is now being developed that recreates the same data feeds ham clock expects, using publicly available sources such as NOAA, Space Weather Services, PSK Reporter, and DX information sites. From the ham clock's point of view, nothing changes. It connects to the same paths and receives the same data formats without any firmware modification. We are very close to replicating nearly every possible data source and making slight improvements along the way. This system is free, open source, and designed to run locally on a small Linux system, allowing individual hams or clubs to keep existing ham clocks fully operational. The goal is preservation, not reinvention, keeping ham clock working exactly as intended for years to come. Currently, Open Ham Clock backend is designed to be self-hosted, requiring any user wishing to extend ham clock's usefulness beyond June to run the software themselves. However, options are being considered for a centralized version to be stood up for all ham clock users to take advantage for. You can find the open source backend at github.com/BrianWilkins/Foxtrot Lima/open-ham-clock-backend. You can also find the browser-based Open Ham Clock at openhamclock.com. Just complete the form presented to you and save to your browser. We all know that antennas on our handheld radios are notoriously bad, and there are some really simple ways of improving the performance of our handhelds. I have a while back spoken about experiments that I had done with a rat tail antenna that I had built and tested, and when tested gave a 6 dB gain over the standard rubber duck antenna. How does a Moxon antenna for your handheld radio sound? Take a look at github.com/gaspod-e-t-wonderdog/moxon-frame-generator for information and the necessary files to enable you to 3D print a frame that you can use to build a lightweight two-element Moxon antenna for your handheld radio. Here is something to think about. Our generation, who are now in their 50s, 60s and 70s, have grown up and had the privilege to have experienced the technological boom. We knew the world before cell phones and the internet, and have lived through and survived an amazing journey with technology. The youngsters of today do not even know what an analog telephone with a rotary dial is. They do not know what a digital audio tape is, or a stiffy, or a floppy disk that we used in the 1980s when personal computers were in their infancy. It seems to me as if amateur radio has been stagnating for a while. There also seems to be a growing gap between the younger generation and the older generation. There are so many new stuff to experiment with and experience, but we tend to be in our comfort zone and not willing to push ourselves to learn something new or to allow the younger generation into this amazing technological pastime that we have. What are we afraid of? The million-dollar question is, how can we bridge this gap? This requires taking a step back and seriously looking at the bigger picture. But I am afraid that if we do not do this soon, the gap will just get bigger and everything that we have experienced will just get lost. I've come across an interesting website that I think all amateurs need to visit, read and think about, the concept discussed by Steve, November 2 Delta Hotel. Steve looked at amateur radio and saw untapped potential. Experienced operators have decades of RF knowledge and FCC licensed spectrum that doesn't depend on cell towers, internet backbones or commercial infrastructure. Students and makers have skills in Arduino, Raspberry Pi, LoRa and modern digital protocols. EmergencyHam.net brings them together to build experimental networks that combine ham radio's infrastructure-independent emergency communications with cutting-edge IoT technology, creating resilient systems that work when everything else fails. This isn't about nostalgia. It's about connecting generations through hands-on projects that matter. Take a look at EmergencyHam.net. Some interesting stuff to think about. Time for a change in attitude. Get out of that comfort zone and start having fun and making amateur radio fun again. Let us, every one of us, get up and make things happen and grow amateur radio one youngster at a time. How about telling us about that exciting long-distance contact that you have made on the VHF and above bands, or about that project that you are working on in the VHF and above bands? Send me a consolidated report of your activity or project with any additional photos, audio or video clips to bjacobza@gmail.com. Remember, by sharing your activities with us at VHF News allows us to tell the rest of the amateur community about your achievements, and the more we promote the activity on the VHF and above bands, the better chance we have of encouraging more amateurs to explore the world above 30 MHz. Focus on VHF and above is compiled, edited and presented for Amateur Radio Today by Brian Jacobs, ZS6 Yankee Zulu.